It's fine.
Buddy.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. So this is Skein After Skein, Eve, Michelle, blah, blah, blah. We have a guest, but I have a story first.
Go
okay?
Tell the story and then we'll, you know.
So one of the things I don't like in the store, I mean, I love me some Costco and I love them on Costco, you know, sample day.
Costco is the like big items warehouse. I don't know if they're nationwide.
Yeah. Costco's totally nationwide.
All right.
And in Canada.
All right.
But getting a pass up there is different. Anyway, so, like, I love samples, but if it's just me and you're handing me samples, I usually try not to make eye contact with you. And now Whole Foods has, you gotta listen to this because this involves you, by the way. Hello?
Involves me?
Yes.
All right, I'm listening.
Okay. So I was at Whole Foods, and now they have sample people. And I'm trying not to make eye contact with this chick. So I go to walk away from her. She's like, would you like to try it? I'm like, yeah. So she had this chai tea, which I like, but tends to mess with my stomach at Starbucks. But she's like, it's a little bit different. It's, you know, this one's ginger. You might like it. So she gives me this little fucking cup with this hot ass beverage in it. And I'm pushing a cart and I have my handbag. Okay. Which is why I don't like to do this. So I taste it. I'm like, wow, this is really good. She's like, oh, here's your coupon. So I'm trying to like put shit in my purse and push the basket and drink it and drink inevitably falls out of my hand and into my purse. Okay, so it's on everything. One of the things the reason why I carry a big bag is because I carry my books with me.
All right.
And I happen to be carrying your book with me.
All right.
And it's built on your book.
All right.
So I bought you a new book.
You did? Oh my God, you so didn't have to.
I spilt chai tea on yours.
Was that the signed one?
Was it signed?
It may have
been. Oh, shit. That one ain't signed.
Oh, my God. You so didn't have to. Seriously.
I was like, oh,
well,
damn it.
Well, thank you. You should have, you know.
But you know how I feel about my books. What did I tell you the last time I recorded? She got her knit scene book because she was like, can I borrow yours? I'm like, no. No, you can't. I will just buy it for you. Because you can't have my baby.
So. Oh my God, you so didn't have to buy a new book.
Yeah. I mean, I can find it. It's actually not in print. I couldn't find a new copy,
really?
Of it, so I had to buy it.
Well,
that is a used copy, but I didn't want to buy you another copy since it just got on the outside, but I know if it was me, I'd be like, oh no, it's okay. And I'm like crying on the inside.
But if it is a signed copy, I don't want the other one, but it was a tri-T because it was signed.
Okay, yeah, I don't think it is. I'll check. It's
okay.
In my purse.
Because I know one of her books, I met her. Okay, the book that we're talking about is Mama Gina's School of Womanly Arts. Highly recommended. I like it. Did you like it?
I haven't finished it.
Okay.
That's why I've been carrying it around.
So, and I got to meet Mama Gina once. So, anyhow.
Let me make sure that's outside.
No, don't worry. We can do it later.
See, now I'm concerned.
No.
We have a guest.
We have a guest. Hello!
Hi!
Sad After is here with us, our friend Sad After. You may know her also as the pressure cooker queen.
Yes, I mentioned her in a pressure cooking.
And
if you come to Culver City Nights, you know her too.
Yes, or Saturday in Santa Monica.
Occasionally make appearances
okay.
There.
I was gonna say, I've never seen you there. Not that I've been
I've
there
never
recently.
Seen you there.
I've been there forever.
Yes, also known as Sad After on Ravelry, because when
right.
I signed up, I didn't know that you were supposed to have a special Ravelry name, and now it's too late.
You can get it changed, but then no one
but
will
yeah,
know
it's
you
too
are.
Late, yeah. I have established myself on Ravelry.
As yourself.
Yes.
We appreciate that.
So, do tell us about yourself, Sad After.
What crafts you do?
How do you knit, crochet, spin, weave, all of the above? What is it?
And
now she's having a crochet hook in her hand.
Yes, I knit and I crochet. Knitting is my first love too, and I definitely still love it a little more. But crocheting is also awesome, and I sew. And I keep thinking about getting a new sewing machine since mine is from the 1930s, but I haven't quite gotten into sewing enough to justify the purchase.
Dude. Amazon, last season sewing machines. Mine was regularly $460. I got it for $150.
Nice.
I got mine.
You may talk me out into it before I leave here.
I got the.
She got the.
Buttons. Like the brother. Well, the brother of it.
Yes, yeah, the brother of my brother.
They're both brother machines. But I got, I think, one model lower or something, $130 Walmart.
At Walmart.
Oh, there you go.
So,
and yours is digital too, right?
Yeah. It's the same machine. I think
business.
It's just, it has, I don't know what's even.
Yours is Project Runway on
Mine is a Project Runway model. So that means my items will come out a little bit classier.
Fair enough. No spinning. I, at this point, I feel like I do not need another hobby that has lots of supplies.
Too. I've seen your paintings.
I do paint a little bit, but I haven't done it much recently.
Okay.
That was,
so I was going to try to talk you into painting something from the walls. I love personal art.
Yeah, I haven't painted anything really in a few years. So.
Well, I've seen her stuff and she's extremely good. Kind of disgusting. Like
nice.
How good she is.
Aw, thanks.
No problem. See, my friends know that I mean that as a compliment. It's like, I hate you. In a loving way.
In a good way.
So what kind of knitter and crocheter are you? Like, Lisa hit it on the head when she said she was a crafty knitter. My God, like, I love that about her. You're a prolific knitter. I've seen the shit you do. I'm like, oh my God. I gotta tell, no, before you answer, my first memory of you, I remember sitting in Culver City, and I'm like, I don't know who this is. Let me just look at her and see what she's doing. I realize she's knitting. And she's talking, and she's looking at the person she's knitting, you know, that she's talking to. But she, her hands are steady moving. I go, because I couldn't figure it out. That was before I figured out your name. I'm like, excuse me.
Yeah, we all met at the Monday night knitting group in Culver City here in Los Angeles. So
I'll never forget your words.
Then they all fake stalked me on Ravelry.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, so her name is Sadaftar.
Well, I didn't finish my story.
Oh, okay, sorry, go ahead.
But she was knitting and like looking around, and I'm like, I'm talking now, knitting. I'm like, oh shit, did I just mess this up? And she's just like this amazing knitter that she's like, ah, it's monkey work, whatever. You know, it's just fucking that. I'm like, yeah, huh? And this, and I mean, I, at this point, I wasn't knitting, but I knew what that was. And I was just like, she's amazing. What's her name again?
Well, her name again, Leila.
Yes.
Her name again is Sadaftar, which is not your common name,
yeah.
Like, you know,
Michelle.
Eve, whatever, you know, it's Sadaftar. So when we first met her, we couldn't remember her name.
Well, first it took me forever to figure out what the pronunciation was, and then I couldn't remember what it was.
We couldn't remember the name, and one of our friends there said, well, she's friends with me. Just look her up. You'll see the name there. So somehow she had a friend who had another unusual name. And we all befriended that one because we thought it was her.
So now we're all friends with this said person.
And they yelled at me for not putting any pictures of my projects up on Ravelry because they were looking at somebody else's name.
That was funny. Oh, and then they were making fun of me because we discovered it first on my friend's site.
And we realized it was on everyone's.
Who is that? What? I'm like, wait a minute, she's friends with you and you and you and you and you. And like, oh. And then that person once emailed me. She's like, oh, I don't know why you're friends with me.
Did we ever figure out who it was?
So it was some friend from Melissa.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So
was it her sister?
It was someone's friend who came like once to Culver City and then didn't come back.
And us being the overzealous people, we're like, we're gonna friend you.
Very funny. Works in progress.
I am working on, and if the show notes are sticky, that's because they got agave nectar on them. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
My bad. I'm still working on my Elise shawl. I haven't done a lot of knitting or crocheting lately. I've been wanting to knit, but I know I want to finish my Elise shawl. So instead of doing what I want, I just haven't done anything. And my friend has been having issues at home and been debating whether or not she's going to move in with me
Get a roomie?
It looks like she's going to move in with her dad maybe, but she's going to be with me on and off. Like she was going to come tonight and then she decided not to come home tonight. So it's like a day-by-day type situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying it's exhausting or anything, but I've been hanging out with her, like one of her friends came from my town, blah, blah, blah. All this stuff. And I just, you know, by the time I sit down on the couch, you know, on top of my own personal stuff, I'm like, I'm going to watch Perry Mason.
All right.
But I'm working on something, I'm working on the Elise shawl. in Malabigo
and
slack yarn.
And that is a crocheted shawl.
It is a crocheted shawl, but it's crocheted in Sakweit, which is unusual, I've
yes.
noticed, for crochet shawls. And I'm doing it in Malabrigo sock yarn.
Nice.
Which I love. On the size J, I, something like that. Someone mentioned in our group that they don't like it when people don't, you know what size they work with.
Oh,
my God, maybe I should actually figure this stuff out.
No, I think they meant
they
don't
they
like
meant it,
it
on
if
Ravelry,
they
but
write it down in the Ravelry. I like that new threads, the Ravelry
yes.
pet peeves.
Our bitch fest.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like, people immediately jumped on that.
But
thread.
I'm agreeing with everybody. I'm
oh,
like,
yeah.
To some degree. Some things I'm like, yeah, I'm not so bothered by this. But other things I'm like, yeah,
you're
right.
I know,
you're
like,
right,
I'm
you
on
know?
Your party best. And then I'm also working on the sock hand hat in the Knit Picks Imagination called Evil Stepmother, which they no longer carry this colorway.
And that's a knit hat, right?
I was
going to
say that. It's
okay.
a knit hat. It's a knit. Yes. Hi. You must have to go find me. I'll take you out soon.
Knit.
It is a knit hat on size 2s.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's very, it's, I should you not. It is 4 inches of 2x2 ribbing on size 2s. Yeah, this is not a fast-moving project, but I was on that crochet kick, and now I'm like, huh, knitting. Look at that.
Oh,
so
are you losing interest in crocheting again?
No, I just want to crochet something in worsted weight.
Oh, okay.
Everything I'm working on is, oh, and that's going to come up. I'll bring it up in my Ravelry phase. Craziness. Sorry. Hey, Sadaftar. What you working on? What is that? I heard that's really
How many
cute.
Elephants in India?
How many elephants in your India?
Just 3. I am generally a monogamous knitter, but
yeah, you are.
I am not right now, because there's a birthday coming up for a little girl in my life, not my own. Just in case anyone I know is listening to this, that's
oh.
my friend's baby's birthday.
Here
on Valentine's Day, and
oh, how cute!
So
Monkey.
I'm making her a little dress, which
She's
I hope
so
fits. I may
yeah.
sneakily. It's the Angel Wings Pinafore, and I did not write down. It's on the Bev's Country Cottage website, but it's not by Bev.
And it's crocheted?
It is crocheted.
All right, well, you guys talk.
Very
he needs to go potty. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All
right.
And
Monkey,
I made the pattern a little bit bigger because the original pattern is for a newborn.
Oh.
And it's going to be her first birthday, so.
It's very, very cute. And what else are you doing?
And I am making the hemlock ring blanket.
Is that knit or crocheted or what is
knit.
That? I don't know
and
that.
That is by Brooklyn Tweed.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a giant worsted weight doily.
Oh.
The pattern
is
I
it
think,
in the round?
Yeah, you knit in the round, basically. It's in that other bag. But, yeah, so it's kind of, and it has like some doily patterning and then kind of a big flower in the middle. And
Interesting.
Then it has feather and fan patterning
oh,
well, like for the rest
nice.
Of it.
And how big is that going to be?
The original
so
pattern
cute.
Calls for 4 feet in diameter, but I think I'm going to make it a little bigger than that because it is kind of small for a blanket.
Can he
Even
go out
if it
already?
Is like
no,
a
he will go out because it's wet outside.
Okay.
And then I am also knitting a pair
oh.
of socks, but it's kind of on hold at the moment. I just want to keep it as a travel project.
Did
and
I miss
I
the hemlock
making...
ring blanket?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it though. It's awesome.
So I'm making monkey socks, and that I also didn't write down the name of the designer, but it's from
That's Cookie A.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Cookie A.
And so I've made one whole sock, but I'm waiting for a travel
Why are they called monkey socks? Do they look like monkeys, or I don't know?
No, because
know that
it's
pattern.
Like, because knitting is a monkey on your back.
She's like, yeah, they don't look anything like monkeys. I just, like, thought of it and decided to call them monkey socks. I'm pretty sure she says that in the pattern.
In the pattern, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
And then she has a picture where she's laying down knitting, and it's on a fake foot, like a fake leg, and it's on her back. You've never seen the monkey pattern?
You should rent a live monkey for your picture with the socks.
I probably won't do that, but I do have a good story about a monkey.
Oh my God.
When my husband and I were in India, and...
Is that where you honeymooned?
No, we went there before we got
That's
married.
That's the pre-honeymoon.
That's the pre-honeymoon. And... So we're on our way to the Taj Mahal, and we're in the little car, and, you know, they stop all the cars. We have to pay a tax or crossing the state line or something like that. And so we get out of the car a little bit to stretch our legs, and we left really early, so we'd be, like, the first people there and, you know, be on top of things. And so obviously people know that this is where all the cars going to the Taj Mahal stop. So
right.
There's people waiting to, you know, sell you things and talk to you or whatever. Guy comes over with his two monkeys, and he's like, "You want to take a picture with monkey?"
I was like, yeah.
And so the first, like, we're kind of like, "Oh, cute monkey," and just kind of leaning out of the car, blah, blah, blah. And then and then the guy's like, "Come on, get out of the car and take a picture with the monkeys." I'm like, "Okay, go take it. Go do it." And I'm like holding the camera. And sure enough, he gets out of the car, and the monkey goes, "Burp," and just climbs up right on his head.
Oh, my God.
So I do have a picture of my husband with a monkey on his head. That's the end of the story.
I have an India monkey story. When we were in India, we were driving through, like, some back road somewhere. And we were in one of those minivans. There were 2, 4, 5 of us plus the driver. And we were in that minivan. So there were all these wild monkeys sitting at the side of the road. And we're like, "Oh, can you stop? We'll take pictures," right? So I'm staying in the minivan. I'm like, I find monkeys gross. You know, I don't want to go anywhere near them, blah, blah, blah. So my husband and this other woman who was sitting in, we were sitting in the middle row of the van, and she was sitting behind us, right? So the two of them go out to take pictures. Meanwhile, all the rest of us are waiting. So the driver gives my husband a banana. He's like, "Here, you can feed the monkeys, you know?"
So they
go out there. It's like this horde of wild monkeys. All of a sudden, they come running with this whole horde of monkeys chasing them. So the woman is like screaming. She jumps in the car and closes the door behind her.
And your husband's still out
my
there.
My husband is out there. He's like, let me in. This horde of monkeys coming. So he took the banana and threw it away, so they ran after the banana, and then he got into the car and we drove off.
Oh my
god. That was so funny, but these things are vicious.
I have no monkey stories.
All right.
Or
now we can talk
socks.
About yarn and knitting like that.
But no, monkey socks are probably the most popular socks on Ravelry, if I'm not mistaken.
Of course, I'm out of the loop again because
Have you never seen them?
No. No idea.
I don't know. I just thought, like, I like that they have some patterning, but not, like, some really complicated situation. Because, I mean, it's socks.
Well, they have, there's another version. There's the no pearl monkey socks, and then there's spring forward, which are a little similar. I'm going to do the spring forward ones before I do the monkeys.
Nice.
But I do want to make those.
Yeah.
I take it you have no comment on that. Either way.
I don't know the socks. I haven't seen the socks. So what I have been doing or working on is I started book reports for level 2 master's degree. So I went and got a pile of research books and started doing reports. And then I'm also trying to finish up all these items that I have open on Ravelry. And one of them, and I looked it up, it came out of the fall 2011 Vogue. And
I don't know how she goes to get her sock. I go to pull out the pattern.
That's the monkey sock?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's like a fake cable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very cool. I want to make some.
So, let me see. I've never seen them in person.
There is the monkey sock. So anyway, so I started, there's this hat in the fall 2011 Vogue magazine, which is a brioche cable hat. Hello.
Sorry, focusing on the socks. Focusing on you, sorry. And we're like, "Ooh, look, socks. Let's talk about them."
The
brioche
hat that where the brioche is overlapping and crossing. And
oh,
so that's
nice.
Cool. And no, but I've had the hardest time. I said, I must have started this like, and like I said, fall of 2011. And I started this fairly when this magazine came out. I was like, "Oh, I like this hat. I want to make this," you know?
And you can knock out a hat.
And
really
I have been on and off trying this project again and again and again, and always get stuck and always make errors and always go back and start again. And finally, I'm actually up to row like 12 of the pattern.
Are you using my favorite color combination of dark country blue? And
no, this is gray and black.
Okay. Ooh, I have an Eve moment of crazy colorless.
So the pattern is called Crossing Over by Natalie Merchant. No, not Natalie
Merchant. Natalie Merchant.
Crossing Over by Nancy Merchant, sorry.
How do you get those colors across?
That's what the hat looks like.
That is the Karen Simplisoft.
It's SimpliSoft, yeah. I think I finally got the hang of it because I like brioche. I did that brioche color. I like
that
technique.
That looks stunning on you.
And which is now living in Ohio or Idaho or Iowa. One of those places.
Don't say they're the same.
No, they're not. I just don't know which one it is.
There's an I and an O and
yeah.
Some vowels.
Springfield, Iowa.
Can I see the pattern for that?
So anyways, I'm working on that hat and I'm trying to finish up, you know, open projects. And that's what I'm working on.
Oh my gosh.
How about finished objects? Anybody? Anybody? Volunteers?
Yes, I, reorganized all my printed and knitted and crochet patterns. So it doesn't sound like a lot, but you see all those binders down there? Those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 binders are all patterns. So I took them all out, reorganized them because they'd gotten kind of haywire, and put them back together. So now they make sense. So now cows aren't all crazily mixed up with scars, and they have their own section.
What?
Well, I know. Dishcloths are separate from scrubbies. Yeah, it was actually driving me insane. So
nice.
But I haven't finished anything of the yarn variety.
After?
Yeah, I don't have any. It was like, oh, maybe if I crochet this angel wings pinafore a lot, then I'll have something to be on the finished object before I run the podcast. But I don't. I mean, I'll probably finish this like tomorrow, the next day, but it's not finished.
Well, I finished
9 hats.
No, I finished actually. I made for Yarn Bombing Los Angeles.
Oh, that's right.
And I wanted to talk about that. They are right now yarn bombing the LA Craft Center. They're yarn bombing the whole front of the building and they're collecting granny squares. So finally I got around and made a bunch of granny squares for them. And oh, actually I do have
Are they still collecting them?
Yes, they are.
How big do they have to be?
They are, hold on 1 second, I have this. I printed this out. Here we go. 5x5 granny squares to cover the museum front. I don't know how to say facade. And
that's correct.
They're looking orange, white, lime green, cyan, hot pink, purple, and yellow. And they have to be in by March 1st. And anybody, actually, they have have a list of people who have donated, and they come in from all over Texas, Vancouver, New York,
5x5 inches,
New
or 5x5 rows.
5x5 inches. And so that's the goal. It has to be in those colors, and they collected 986 orange squares, 785 green, blah, 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 901 white. So that's pretty cool. I was like, I gotta have my name on that list. I did 10, you know, because they go so fast. It's a granny square, so I did 10. And then actually, Ellen and I, hello, Ellen, we went there.
Hey, Ellen, sorry, I was drinking.
We went there and dropped them off in person. So it was really cool to meet the people. And I put some pictures on my project site for that. It was really neat. They were there and there were bags and bags of granny squares. Pretty cool project. So that was one thing I finished. The other thing I finished is 3 chemo hats. One was a crocheted one. It's called Serendipity. Serendipity is the pattern. And it was so weird. That hat started off so weird.
What do you mean?
It was just strange. It was almost like it wasn't because it's crocheted in the round starting from the top.
Right.
It was like a flat roof, you know, like one of those Chinese hats. It started really strange and even all the way down, no, because I had to give it to the charity already. But then on the bottom I added some single crochet and it was so awesome in the end. It turned out so cool that I'm actually making one for myself because it fits so nicely. It was so warm, you know, great pattern. Karen Zimplesoff, because it's for the chemo hats. And then I made 2 more chemo hats. One
I love
was
that one.
They're all from the same pattern, but I did variations. One I did that worm where you do three rows of crochet. It's knit. 3 rows of knit, 3 rows of purl. And I did that in hot pink and black.
Yes, you did.
And it's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
And the other one.
What was my question to you? I go, and why exactly did you have that yarn?
Yes, it was for Square, like 3 years ago. I used, that's why I have hot pink at home. And then the other one, I did a little bit of Fair Isle.
Got all fancy.
And I have to say, that was my first time actually I did ever Fair Isle.
And it's fun, right?
It's fun. I
don't
used that Knitpix tool, the yarn separator, or whatever it's called. You clip it on your finger. And then you throw the pull the yarn through, so you always have perfect tension, and you have the yarn separated; you don't mingle up. I thought it was awesome. However, I cannot see how this would work with English style knitting. It's for the continental. It's great. It was awesome.
But it does work for both.
But I don't know how it would work. Whatever. But I love this $1.29.
See, I don't know if
I'll
be able to use that with the way I can't know.
$1.29. From Knitpix, you only need $48 more to get free shipping.
And see, that's how you end up with yarn. You're like, how did this, like with the evil, what's it called? The evil stepmother. I'm like, why did I buy this? I'm like, oh, someone, I think someone in Culver City was, what you call it, was ordering yarn. I was like, yeah, I'll take two of those.
Oh, and I brought along, and I, even though I finished, I officially finished because it was the mystery cow. Finished my what do you call Entrelac headband, which is really cool, you know.
It is really cool. I didn't quite imagine it that way when you told me about the pattern, but
it's,
it looks really good.
Yeah, and it's a really wide headband,
mm-hmm.
So it's more like a hat than a headband. So love it. That's it. I'm done.
No, I have no idea how this would work for me.
Oh,
yeah,
with the tool.
Yeah.
I love that tool. I'm a fan. I'm so thank you, Knitpix.
I do like double fist in my yarn though, I'm not gonna lie. I like doing it in part, in, you know.
Yeah, you do look cool.
You look very cool.
With doing it
from both hands.
But what
you're public.
No, but the thing is, when you do Fair Isle, what if you have four or five colors? You know, then,
Fair Isle is usually two colors per row.
Well, Fair Isle, actually, Fair Isle is a certain pattern.
Yeah, but it's
style,
still only two colors per
thing.
Row,
okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
It does look cool because people are like, what are you doing? But for now, they're not sure if you're knitting or crocheting and why there's yarn coming off of. It's like, is that crochet? Knit? What are you doing? Like, no one knows what this do with
when
you.
When you have one hand English style and the other hand continental?
Well, they're already confused that you have sticks.
Well, yeah. The other thing that actually makes people really confused and like think you're like way fancier than you're actually being is. When you get the double pointed, but you have four needles. And I was like, well, I know, but I'm actually only using
two
at a time.
Time.
The other two are just like holding.
It's so true, though. I mean, that, like, I love knitting because I love in crocheting because I get to make stuff and get my yarn and I've met great friends from it. But I do like knitting in public when people aren't expecting to see it because they're like, or you get the, my grandmother used to knit while you're clearly crocheting. Or my favorite is when I had some of my knitting stuff with me and I had knitting needles sticking out of my bag and I was at work and my friend comes over and he's like, oh, do you sew? I'm like, yes, I do. That's not sewing.
I don't even always correct people. I'm like, oh, did you crochet that? I'm like,
yeah, totally.
Well, do we have talking
because you're better than I am. I'm like, no, but I didn't knit it.
Do we have any favorites on Ravelry?
Yes, I did. Ooh. Can I go first? Ooh, call me. Yes. Okay.
Please raise your hand.
I did have my hand raised. You told me to listen. You shaking my hand and everything. Okay, so.
Oh, because I'm doing the same thing that you.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You
did.
Fire. Okay, so I like this shrug. Hey, get
down.
Off. Down.
Down.
I'm gonna dump you.
Off.
Go ahead.
Okay, so my first pattern is by the Yarn Yogi. Her name is Deanna Young. And it's a crochet, it's called Crochet X Cross Stitch Shrug. Cute, right? And it's a nice rectangle with sleeves. But it's not
really
one of those little
cool.
ones that make your tits look all in the. Like, they don't, because you know, some, they just hug your boobs and like all you can see are your boobs. And I'm fairly big chested, so it's not, you know, I don't need that much more. Look at them, yeah, you know, but it's just like it comes down in the back, it covers your butt, and it's nice and warm. That's totally office friendly. Did you just take my pattern or the pattern
you
have?
No, I don't have to.
Oh, you don't have
the
pattern, okay. But it's really, really cute. So I
wonder though if I could wear this.
Yes.
Because I have stomach, so I have stomach and boobs. So if I have this thing, then it's like, okay, here, look, here's a stomach.
No, because this is like a cardigan, except it just comes up a little higher on this side. You can totally wear it. Because there is some.
I love it. I saw it. I was like, oh my God, this is awesome.
And then my other favorite is, might be my next, I might cast this on. There's a couple of things prohibiting me from casting this on, which is the garter squish. From Steven West, who's my new boyfriend, even though he doesn't know it, and lives in Amsterdam.
And probably likes boys more than girls.
Probably, but whatever, I still love him, and he's a redhead, so I heard him. But I love this because, again, it's mindless knitting. It has an built-in eye cord edging. It's worsted help double, and it's a giant. I have yet to knit a blanket or an afghan or anything, and it needs to be done. What I love about this, too, is that...
It's reversible, huh?
Yeah, because it's all garter stitch.
Right.
But what I love is...
That's what I don't like about knitted blankets, is that generally, or not in this case, but generally, you can only use
wrong
one
side.
Yeah, and I don't like the wrong side. That's why I like crocheted blankets so much better.
Yeah, because even the backside, I've had people go, I love this side. I'm like, you are wearing this backside. They're like, but I love this side. I'm like, flip it over, please. I put a lot of time into this. I need you to flip it over. But what I was thinking is I have a huge Rubbermaid tub plus some of Vanna's Choice.
Oh.
So I'm going to use Vanna's Choice, double it with more Vanna's Choice, and I'm going to either use their taupe or their linen as my constant and just change the colors.
That's a great idea.
And use some of that. Because I got, my friend was like, I'm going to learn how to crochet. And you know, like, you get excited and you're like, oh, I'm going to buy some yarn. She bought like $110 worth of Vanna's Choice before she even learned how to crochet and then decided she didn't like it.
Nice.
She let it sit in a box for like a year. And then she was like, I was like, are you going to let me have that or not? Because you're not using it. She's like, no, not yet. I'm like, okay. And then one day she's like, here. And so she bought three of every color she liked.
Nice.
So there's like three navy blues, three silver blues, three fern greens. It's just like three mustards. Like, I'm like, oh God, this is like so awesome. So,
that's really nice.
Yeah, so I
jackpot.
Might. Jackpot. Yeah, so I might make one for me and then make one for her because she gave me the yarn.
Oh, I think that would be an awesome gift for her.
It's on size 15s. So I'm thinking
nice.
This is not going to. Yeah, this one's going to fly by. This is going to be one of those other, you know, knit night kind of things where it's like knit, 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 knit. When you get to the last three stitches, you just purl them with the yarn in front. Keep on going.
I'm so ready for a project.
Did you
see? Big needles.
Did you read it? I mean, like it's two pages, but the second page is a picture of him because the pattern is like
size 15 needles.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I might have to make this.
You love you some 15 needles.
I
too.
Love big needles. I
like
big
needles.
And
I cannot lie. And the only thing about this is I can't figure out how many I want to cast on because everyone has cast on so many different amounts. Like someone's like, I cable cast on until I got tired. And apparently that was at 130 cast on. You know?
Oh, wow.
So it's like, I cable, you know, I cast on like 136. And like, no one has just, you know, cast on 126. I'm thinking, that may
doesn't
or may not
matter
be...
on this pattern, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it's a throw blanket, that's great for watching TVs when your shoulders
right.
are cold. I was like, yeah, so these are my two favorite of the moment. This is why I should never sign up for the year of projects because I can't focus. I can focus those first 3 months and then like 3 months later because I spend hours on Ravelry when I can. I'm just like, yeah, I gotta make that.
It's so like you see somebody else's and
yeah,
like,
you gotta
pass it on.
That's why I have, what, 7 binders of patterns? I mean, I have a binder, that big binder right there, the 3-inch binder, that is all
binders
shawls.
Of patterns!
Yeah.
Who was it? What was his name?
Mitt Romney.
Binders of patterns.
Oh, no.
You gotta put them to work for you, Michelle.
I know. I just have to, I mean, is this my one? Yeah. This one right here, this is all, look at this. This is all, nothing but shawls. Not scarves, not just... Like, what is this, 100, 150 just the shawls? I want to knit them all.
Well, good luck to you there.
I could never die.
sat after, any favorites this month or this week?
So do you have the same favorites that I do?
No,
okay.
I just printed out a little more.
I do have a new favorite, and I discovered it on the Rainy Sisters blog because they actually...
On whose blog?
The Rainy Sisters.
Rainy?
Yeah, it's R-A-I-N-E-Y.
Yeah.
And they are two sisters that have a blog. And I found their blog because Brooklyn Tweed, he kind of like just like adapted this old.
That's Jason Flood, right?
Jared Flood. Yeah, he for the Hemlock Green Blanket, he kind of like it was an old like vintage doily pattern, and he kind of like just extended it, adapted it slightly, but it was kind of like sort of very sparse instructions from what I understand. It was kind of like, yeah, here's this pattern, and just kind of do these other things. But these two ladies like wrote out a pattern and made a chart and stuff like that. So I went to their blog, and then I liked their blog, and I started reading it a bit. And she just made one of these Sweet Dreams by Boo Knits. And it's a, I guess, like a scarf shawl.
So it's long. It's not super shallow.
It is. It's kind of shallow, but
it's gorgeous.
A little less shallow than a scarf.
Is that on fingering or?
Yeah, it's a fingering or lace weight. And
lace weight.
It's gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
All the shawls. This comes out of the I Love You collection or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's probably I Love You collection.
And they're all just gorgeous. I think the one I'm working on is also out of there, the Smelly.
Oh, okay, that's
fine.
Okay.
Smelly shawl. Yeah, Smelly shawl.
Yeah. So it's got a nice.
I've never seen you do lace before, so I would love to see you watch you do that.
I did a few. But not that many lace projects. So I like this one because it kind of has like stockinette stitch in the body, and then it has kind of a real fancy lace border. So,
I like that. That's been a very big trend of that garter stitch or the stockinette body, and then like a beautiful lace. I really like that.
It kind of reminded me, like, I feel like Piper's Journey was in the same sort of
vein.
Obviously, it was a cable, not a lace border, but nonetheless, it was still kind of like a fairly simple body with like some pizzazz on the border.
Yep.
Did you also make that Piper's Journey?
I did not, but I have admired Michelle's.
All right.
Thank you.
Because so many people made that.
Yeah,
that was like the pattern for a while there. Now it's disappeared again. Or maybe I'm just not seeing it. Whatever.
It's, you know, it's just a good pattern to, like, if you've never done lace before, it's a great, because it's like miles of garter forever.
Binders of garter.
Binders of garter. And then it's what to call it. And then you do this, what, 18, 19, you know, stitch lace pattern for a couple of miles. And it's like, oh, okay.
It's cables though, isn't it?
No. It's all lace. It's okay, well.
Oh, okay.
I like the idea of cable on the end of that, though. Like, when you said that initially, I'm like, huh, that would be cool. I really like Piper's Journey, but that's going to be stunning.
What's your new favorite on Ravelry?
My favorite one right now is the Florence scarf, I guess it is. It is also a lace weight lace scarf. The reason I chose that is was I actually have the yarn, and I was looking for a project.
What's the yarn?
It's Knit Picks. It's that mohair.
Ooh,
thin yarn,
really?
And it's in green, and I want to make a gift for my friend Rima, who was my bridesmaid, and who I really want to give her a gift because I feel like it. And so I was looking for something, and I found this. It's called Florence. It is by Karina Westerman. And it's pretty.
I like that. And it's pretty. And
that's all I have to say.
Wow, it is pink on.
No,
the...
you know what? It's the printer that printed
it.
Really pink. It's not that pink. It's like white or something. I don't know what happened. Because
I know
colors.
You, and I'm like, I'm surprised she even looked at that with
no,
it being
pink. It's not
pink.
So that's what I
real.
Have. Do we have any purchases this week?
I was a slacker.
All right.
I didn't. I know. I didn't buy anything. But like I said, I've been busy and really tired. I went to the doctor and found out why I'm so tired all the time, and I'm not pregnant, but just want to clarify that, because I'm kidding. But yeah.
Immaculate conception. I mean, it's happened before.
I don't want that to happen to me. If I get pregnant, I want to have the nasty, naughty butt smacking sex to go with it.
All right.
Putting it out there. I want some brown chicken, brown cow.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Yeah. You know what? Brown chicken, brown. Oh, you've heard brown chicken, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you ever want to write that out, you just write brown chicken, brown cow. It's a horrible joke. Is it literally too sexy as farm animals? Brown chicken, brown cow.
Okay, I've just
you never heard that?
Broadened my knowledge of pop culture.
In the
culture.
Worst way. That's the thing, I love pop culture, but it does nothing but rot your brain, and I love it. But yeah, I've bought nothing. I've thought about buying a whole bunch of shit, though. About some handmade olive soap. That's
yeah,
consolation.
Quite.
I went a very specific olive oil soap, and I didn't realize the podcast that I found it on, or the YouTube channel I found it on. She was broadcasting out of Canada. So I went and found it. I was like, okay, I'll just like buy one and see if I like it. You know, if it bothers my skin. They're like, I'm like, okay, shipping. I'm like, oh, these are weird shipping options. $56. It's a $6 bar of soap. Like, oh, it's coming out of Canada. And for a $6 soap pair of, like a bar of soap, if I got it priority from Canada, it was going to cost me $156.
Wow.
I'm like, this better be the most organic, like, pure, fabulous soap on the planet.
So did you order any?
I went back to that YouTube channel, and they had a U.S. link for it.
Oh, okay.
So I paid, like, $5 in shipping, which I was
reasonable.
Or not even $5, to be honest, but... But yeah, I ordered it, but just not from Canada.
Not after. Besides
yes,
a bicycle, did you buy anything else?
Oh, you bought a bicycle?
I did buy a bicycle.
Bicycle.
I want to ride your bike. Bike singing queen. Hello.
I did buy some Patton's Grace yarn, and I am crocheting it right now.
Oh, is that what
angel,
that is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really nice yarn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cotton.
Mercerized cotton?
Yeah. And I bought it at Michael's. And I finally joined the world of smartphones. I had a flip phone until about a month ago.
Whoa.
And
you're talking
I was
space
so
now.
Excited, being like, here, I have a coupon on my phone. And I saved a whole
$2.
Right.
Hey, $2 is $2.
You know,
yeah.
If someone was like, here's $2, you'd be like, cool. I would like that $2. Thanks.
Right.
Put them directly in my pocket. Thank you.
Well, coming back, I purchased something, and remember last week we had this whole discussion of snobbery.
Yes.
How, you know, I don't feel like going into Joann's or Michael's. I'm tired of acrylic yarns, and I want to, you know, I'm ready to move on.
Are you tired of acrylic
to,
yarns as you crochet with acrylic yarns?
Yeah. but I want to use up my stash and then move on into the more sophisticated realm of yarns and, you know. So my purchase this week was one ball of Red Heart Super Saver in orange.
I see.
Like, really?
That was a great segue into that much needed.
After this last podcast, did I really buy a ball of Red Heart Super
like,
Saver?
Like, well, you know, like, I really think I'm over all of the yarns that Michael's. It's like, I don't want to go in there anymore. And, blah blah blah, and highfalutin this and highfalutin that. I'm like, no, is it really just, you know, you're over those yarns? Because I think there's a place in your heart for those yarns, even though you start knitting with nicer stuff. And, you know, I'm trying to keep her on the bandwagon, but keep her, you know, also push her off the bandwagon at the same time. And here she comes in here, and I'm like, yes, I want to move on to more sophisticated things and blah blah blah, and yada yada yada. And what color orange is that? Bright
it's a
cow
bright
trans
orange. It's the
nice.
Most obnoxious yarn that probably
would it go
exists
great with
out
my
there.
Pink, the pink yarn you guys bought me for my birthday?
Yeah, right.
Nice.
No, the reason why I bought this is because I really needed this for these the yarn bombing for the art center, because I did not have any orange Red Heart Super Saver at home.
Nice.
And that's what was needed. So, yeah, there goes my whole theory on being a yarn snob and getting all sophisticated or not. Yay! Red Heart Super Saver.
Hey,
here I come.
My favorite blanket that I've made for Bailey, well, he's commandeered all my blankets, but the neck blanket is my Red Heart Peruvian print. He
right.
loves that thing. He'll bite you if you touch it. He'll fight you for it.
He's also a dog who sees only in black and gray tones, you know, so there, that
my
explains
mother's
a lot.
It's still the best. She goes, I go, can I work on that while I'm here? And she's like, don't bring that ugly thing out in front of me. Every time I see that yarn, I'm like so tempted to buy it. I'm like, must purchase. And then I realize how ugly it is. I'm like, she's like shaking her head. She's like, no, don't do it. I love it.
So,
it's scratchy and tacky. It's beautiful thing.
Before we go to our stash down discussion, can I do a little book insert here? Because
I'm trying to take away from our stash discussion and our pet peeves, because I love your pet peeve. Your pet peeve was the best ever.
All right.
Did you see I changed mine? I'm like, it's set up ours too.
So, my book.
Yes. Show me your book.
I have the most awesomest book right now that I'm reading, and it is not really, it doesn't fit into our literature or into our yarn review of books because it's in between.
Is it
actually
porn?
It would be, no, it's not porn. Porn, where is porn between literature and yarn? I don't know how you come up with that.
I'm judging.
It's like yarn porn.
Ah.
It is Dreaming in Color.
Oh, Kate Facet.
Kate Facet's biography. And we have
you've been talking
about
that.
This before because there was an excerpt of it in I think it was Vogue, one of the Vogue magazines.
Oh, I have a comment about that too.
So and I read that and it was awesome, you know. So I was like, oh my god, I want to read the book. And it's really, really cool.
Wow.
Ooh, the pictures and everything are so pretty.
Yeah,
so,
that's why I look through I have no idea if there's even words in my book, but I just look at the pictures.
And his life is so amazing. I mean, I'm still in Big Sur where he was
Did
born.
Did you buy that?
But, no, I didn't. Not, but.
I was about to say. So, is it yours?
It's like $40 or so, right?
Is that from
so
the library?
$40. The library does not have this book.
Where did you get that book? Did someone buy that for you?
My friend bought that and mom just grabbed it. Sorry, I'm... Love Kate Facet, but I'm not spending $40 on
it. Oh, you
Kate
stole
Facet.
It from a friend, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
No, I didn't steal in the store. I stole it from my friend. I'll give it back to her when I'm done reading
it. Oh, no, I didn't think you stole it from the store.
Well, don't give me ideas. Never thought of that.
Like,
and
huh.
If I steal something, I don't have to pay, right?
Right, that's how that works.
Cool. So you get stuff for free to steal it?
It's got 5-finger discount.
All right. Anyways,
but...
so anybody who wants to spend $40 on a book or who has friends who have that book and they can steal it from them, awesome book, totally interesting, really well written, love it.
Do we want to do pet peeve of the week?
Let's do pet peeve of the week.
All right, my pet peeve of the 2 weeks.
Oh my god, my pet peeve.
Yeah, dude. My pet peeve of the 2 weeks is not using your finished object photo as your main picture. I don't want to see your ball yarn. I don't want to see your partially knitted object. If you have finished it, put that picture up and go, ooh.
A lot of people put it up, but then they don't put it first.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
They put it like the last one, and then you see the ball of yarn.
It should be first, so I can see it and oogle over it. And I'm also on board Staff Tara's party train.
What is your pet peeve?
That I can't knit at work. I don't know if it counts as a pet peeve or it's just something I don't like.
No, it's annoying.
yes, I would love to be able to knit at work. I mean... Not all the time.
She knits at work.
Not all the time, but like, okay, sometimes I'll go to like a webinar when like I'm like practically falling asleep. Like if I was knitting, I would be paying more attention.
That is exactly my point. I think everybody should be allowed to knit during meetings because
yes.
People do all sorts of stuff on their computers during meetings and nobody pays attention because
I write
they're
out.
Like reading their email from 3 days ago, you know?
I know, because I won't take computers into meetings, so that's where I should be there and pay attention. But if you start to bore me, I start writing out the lyrics to Dear Prudence by the Beatles.
Nice.
And I can get almost all the way through, like almost like 100% in accuracy because I've done it.
Well, my thing at work is I can knit when we have these call-in meetings. We talk a lot with Denver. We're all on the phone. Everybody's in their own office on the phone. And I can knit. And I pay attention to those meetings like no other meeting. Because if I don't, if I just sit there on the phone, I'll start doing something. I'll go to the computer. I'll read an email. I'll check the email. I'll do. And then my brain is gone. While I'm knitting, yeah, I'm not doing any dramatic lace patterns there.
Right.
That's where a lot of chemo hats get done, you know. But
I was wondering where you were cranking out those bad boys. Damn.
Well, I was also sick the day last week, so that really helped me. But, I'm there with you. Knitting
at
work,
knit at
not
work,
a bad thing.
Because it would keep me from being so angry. Because I get really angry. Like, I was mad at my boss all day today. He comes, I'm like, I don't even want to get into it. I was just angry at him all day. And he knows I was angry. And we left and I was still angry. And I'm just like, oh, he was angry. And I'm like, they should just let me knit. Like, every hour I should get, like, 5 minutes of knitting, and that would be much more pleasant to work.
And the other thing I have at work is a buddy who's got an office with a door and a water kettle and tea. My lunch hours are in her office with the knitting, a buddy who knits, who owns this book. So we have, whoops, hello. We have knitting lunches, which is nice.
I have
and
no one to
knit
with
and tea.
Wow, your
totally,
dog sucks.
Yeah, I'm really set up there. No. My pet peeve, and I will make this short because I get
it. She gets worked up.
I really get angry about this. This really pisses me off.
It's like I'm very angry.
I'm very angry about this. And I'm not going to mention any names, but there is in Los Angeles, there are two ladies, and I don't know the ladies. I don't know them at all. Well, first of all, I want to say that knitters are very passionate. We're all very passionate about our yarn and our knitting and patterns and all this stuff. And many of us are willing to spend some money on some good yarn or on this hobby of ours, you know, totally understood. Now, there are these two ladies in the Los Angeles area who are opening this yarn business. And I feel from their behavior, what I have seen, that they are using this passion. They're abusing this. They are trying to make a buck off this. I don't say a business shouldn't make money because all your local yarn stores, yes, the yarn is more expensive than if I buy it online, but I have the experience, I'm willing to pay whatever.
Yeah.
But these two are just taking it to another level. And what pissed me off was the first interaction I had with them is they went onto all the Los Angeles-based Ravelry groups and posted there about their business. Without being members of the groups, without knowing anybody in the group, without asking the moderators of the group if it is okay. So that was my first. I'm like, that is not cool. That's totally rude.
Yes.
Second thing was I looked on their site. They were having one of those videos out where they are asking, going to one of those websites, help me start up my money. We can't afford to start up this business. So help us. We need to raise $10,000. If you're opening up a for-profit business, why are you asking for money? Go to the bank and get a loan or write out your business plan and get this set up before you go begging for money. Because there's only so much money people give away. So if you're begging for money and people give you money to open your for-profit business, the nonprofits, the people that actually help somebody in need, are getting less money. So that pissed me off. And then there were other things, and the whole feel I'm getting, the whole vibe I'm getting from this is they're just not doing this for the passion of knitting, but really to make money. And it just pisses me off. I feel that they're using, abusing, trying to take advantage of the passion that knitters have for their hobby. And I'm getting protective, I'm getting angry.
Very
and I'm gonna bear. Totally, I hate them. And
wow.
I know them personally, but I hate this whole concept of this thing.
Maybe if you met them and talk to them, maybe they could explain something.
And then I'm getting a fist fight with them because
maybe.
I'm so pissed off.
But maybe they could explain some things that maybe you don't know about.
Please tell me why I have to pay a certain amount of money that gives me absolutely nothing in return, just to be one of the first to pay to purchase something at your place of business.
Well, people like to be the first.
Yeah, but why? You know, then at least. Like Twist Yarns, or they have their, I think it was Twist, no, not Twist, that other one, Yarns Unlimited, they have this event where you pay $20 and then you get the $20 to be there for the event, but they give that towards your purchase,
oh,
you
yeah.
know, something. You get nothing in return here.
Oh.
You pay flat fee and you go just so you can pay. I mean, hate them.
I feel like now might be the good time to talk about our stash down. Stash down?
Yeah, because you're a little angry. Here. Give us a spa water.
Spa water is pretty awesome. Michelle just turned me on to it.
Drinking my tooth here. All
right. I'm going to have some spa water before we
start. So that was my pet peeve of the week. Don't ever.
It's really not
to me.
Of the week. She's been talking about this for a minute.
Pisses me off. No, I think it's the protective instinct because we're passionate, we're willing, and there's somebody who's trying to abuse this, you know, like
exploit.
Take advantage. Exploitation!
Oh, boring. What balls of smiling. All right, while you breathe, me and Sadaptar are going to talk about our stash.
Stash. What is stash diving?
What's stash diving?
Yeah.
Oh shit, lost the stitch. Hold up.
Talk about your stash. How big is your stash?
How big, yeah, we're going to discuss stash because we all have them. And I hate there was a pin on Pinterest and it was the alpaca that says, oh, you put up a picture of your three balls of yarn and you call it stash? You're adorable.
I'm not quite that adorable. But I do try to keep it pretty limited. I
I feel like monogamous knitters tend to be the more that have the smaller stash because you guys buy what you need to work on that project.
Yeah, I used to have a thing for yarn sales. Not that I'm opposed to them now, but I no longer just buy yarn that's on sale and assume that I'm going to come up with something to do with it.
Yeah,
I try to come up with the project, then buy the yarn. So my stash is not that large. You know those like tubs that everyone has? I kind of have one.
Okay.
Oh, how cute.
You're still kind of adorable.
Okay, I go next because I think I'm next. I'm right there in the middle. I have like one tub-sized box. Then I have one box that used to hold a sewing machine that's full of yarn.
Oh, shit.
And then I have 6 or 7 copy paper boxes filled with yarn. Not the best way to store yarn either because I never find and see what's in it and I have to dig and I have to take out 7 boxes. It's not so good. I think those clear plastic things, there's a reason
the best,
why
yeah.
people use those. You know, that's a good idea.
So you can actually see what you have.
I may have to move over to those.
I don't think I have that much more than you do.
Yes, you do.
You think?
I don't know.
I mean, I have a closet full, but the closet's not full of it. But I have a lot. I have 2 of the giant hot pink, rose pink, Rubbermaid tubs. And then I have like 4 of the sweater boxes. And I have a couple of the smaller sweater boxes and then whatever's in bags. But I don't think I have that much. And I say that because my aunt comes over to my house and she looks at my stash. She giggles and she goes, oh, that's so cute. Because she has, you know, the trash cans you can buy at like Target, the big giant ones.
Yeah.
She has like 2 or 3 of those in storage.
Oh dear.
Plus the stuff she has at the house, you know. And she won't buy any fancy yarn. She's like, I want to get better. I'm like, who cares? This, use the fancy yarn if you want. Because she wants to use it and will allow herself to do it. But yeah, she has a ton. I am at a point with my stash where it's like, when I see a pattern, like my first inclination used to be, ooh, I need to go buy yarn for that. And for some reason it's turned into, ooh, do I have anything at home that I can make that with? You know, like, it's not that I don't enjoy, like, I really enjoy going to yarn shops. I enjoy buying yarn. Like, I enjoy buying it in person. I love it showing up in the mail randomly. I love it all. But I just, you know, I now have this weird sensation that I'm like, oh, I have yarn for that at home. Or, you know, oh, that'll work for that. Or I can make that work. It just feels better. So now I'm like all about stash diving. Like, if I can make it out of my stash, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready to, like, have the stash be smaller and not take up that much space, you know. And,
well, that's why I want
to
make the garter squish so I can get rid of some of that damn vanna.
But the thing is, most of my stuff, it would be probably for small projects. You know, there's only like 2 balls of this, 3 balls of that, and I cannot make a jacket with it. You know, it is.
That's why I want patterns like that garter squish, because I mean, that's a righteous amount of worsted weight that I can dump. Granted, I'm going to buy the. Hi, Monty. I know, but you. Okay, so you keep hearing Bailey run in and out. He wants to go potty, but it's been raining in Los Angeles, and he won't go outside because it's raining, but he wants to go outside, but he won't. Like, I open the door and he just looks out like, ooh, ooh, see?
Well, Bailey, we're at 57 minutes, so this is not going to take that much longer, but let's finish that stash discussion. Did we want to talk about?
Does anyone have any goals about getting their stash down? Because I do. I really do.
No, talk about it. What are your goals?
I want to get rid of some of the shit. I want to use it up, you know?
Well,
like, that's why I keep looking.
That's the plan?
That's the plan. Just use as much. My default is going to be to go to the stash.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Sure.
Do you take the pattern? What was first, the chicken or the egg? The pattern or the yarn? Do you go in your stash and say, okay, I have this yarn. Now let me find a pattern. Or do you see the pattern and then say, okay, let me dig through this piles of stash here and find a yarn for this?
It depends. Like, I know I had this yarn. I'm like, I specifically went to the Knit Picks imagination because it's, you know, it's going to pool. If you
do
need
you
it.
Know what's in your stash? That's another
yes,
question.
I do
because
know what's in my stash.
I don't really know always what's in my stash.
No. I know what's in my stash. Like, I don't know exactly what the Vanna's Choice stuff I have because I didn't buy that stuff. So it's like, I'm going to go buy linen. Ooh, I might have that. I'm going to go buy, ooh, wait, I might have that one too. You know? But as far as I know what Karen Simply Soft colors I have, I know all the unwind, I know all the fiber that I have. Yeah, in my mind, I know what I have. And I have a lot of it. Well, I want to do the stash down. One of my groups is doing a 2013 stash down, But to do it, you have to stash all of your yarn
on Ravelry.
And I'm just like, I don't want to. But at first, I was like, yeah. And I was like, that's a lot of acrylic that I have to pull out and take pictures of and stash. And I'm like, I don't know. And I can't really get to it because there's a box of yarn or a basket of yarn on top of two boxes. I'm just like,
Folders of yarn.
I'm just like, I really want to do it, but that's like a 3-4 day straight project of picture taking and logging.
That's,
and I'm just like, I know Leslie on the Knit Girls did hers, but if she wants to, she can come do mine too. I'll pay her and cook for her because I'm not doing it. I might see if I can talk Charlotte into doing it for me. And like paying her and just like, look, if you come down and just take the day and just take the pictures, but then I have to show, but then me, I'll be like, I'm not pleased with this picture.
Well, the other thing is that you have to take the picture and then you have to remember what yarn it is because
well, that's easy
you
because
cannot
I write
just
it down.
Take 20,
no, I would take
the
picture
I guess I would
and
have
and
to
write
go
it
box
down.
By box or something.
Yeah,
leave
you
it
have
all
to...
out, take the pictures, upload them, leave it all out and then write it down. Or
no,
something.
No, the easiest way I found to do is to take the picture, write it down. Take the picture and write it down because that way the pictures, thump him in the nose.
I don't want to thump a little
and
puppy.
I don't know what to tell you.
Talking of puppies, hello Kenobi.
Kenobi. Hi Kenobi.
Let's go out. She didn't tell me, she didn't answer my question. What do you... Tell him when you want to go outside. Walkie walkie, Kenobi.
The walkie walkie.
I don't know. No, anyway, sorry. Coming back.
But yeah, I went to God. Yeah, I want to knit this yarn. Let me go find a pattern for this yarn. Sometimes I'm like, ooh, I love this pattern. I wonder if I have something.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I'm like, wait, I have this yarn.
So
and there's this pattern. Oh my God, they might work together. This is how the sock hat started.
We had a whole list of patterns that were all for stash diving,
I'm
right?
I'm so glad you brought that, yes.
And I did. And there was the Stash Buster cushion by, okay.
Oh my God, you printed them all out?
I have printed them out. But,
oh, you said.
Oh, there was no, Stash Buster cushion by Susie Blackman.
Oh, all it is the ball band, dish towel made bigger in different
right.
colors.
That was very pretty. The link to the thing didn't work, but it's
but
very straightforward.
Yeah, these are just projects I was like, if I were, because I'm like, if you have like all those balls of yarn, it's like, you know, only do so many, you know, granny squares. It's like, what else can you do with them?
Right.
And so I came up with a list of good
Sydney,
stash diving
the
projects.
Stash busting snake, which
yeah.
is a toy snake. And it reminded me when I was a kid, I had one of those.
Is it a toy snake or is it for a draft?
Oh, is it for draft? I thought it was a toy.
I think it's for draft.
Well, it's either
probably a toy too.
Draft or toy. It's fun. Then there's Albert's Stash Blanket by Lee Radford, which is... what is it? Oh, I don't think I have a printout of that. Albert's stash blanket.
You basically make like 20 scarves in different colors.
scarves in different stripes and then sew them all together. So
nice.
That can go horribly wrong.
Horrifically wrong.
Or it can go
gorgeous.
Pretty cool. So this can go...
Or you can lose your
mind.
Wide
range
that kind of
on that one. The Garda Squish by Stephen West, which we talked earlier. The Wool Eater Blanket by Sarah London.
That stitch, if you've never done it, it doesn't look, I mean, it just inhales yarn. I'm like, oh my God, this thing does use a lot of yarn. It is so yarn. It's beautiful when it's done, but it uses a lot. That little square.
Well,
it
will
ugh.
Do your bust your stash. So the link, again, didn't work to this pattern, so I didn't
really
be able to see the pattern itself. Then we have the, there is a wool eater blanket for the crochet version of
it. Crocheted.
Is this one for the, oh, it's crocheted too. Why do I have two? Oh, maybe this is the pattern for this.
Yeah, that's the pattern.
Yeah. Okay, never mind. And then there is the Peter Piper blended, what is it called?
It's a blend
blender sock. Socks by Heather Sebastian.
And basically what's cool about that, she just, it's a way just to take all your
sock yarn,
and blend them in so they just don't suddenly come to an end and the new yarn stops. So they're kind of funky and cute, and you can use up all your scraps, those are your sock yarn.
Fun socks.
They're really fun.
Again, this can go horribly wrong.
Yeah.
And then the one I
are also good stash busting.
That's a great
idea.
That's
a good one.
And then of course this one that the beekeeper's quill that like 7 million people made this one. You make these little hexi squares or whatever.
Hexi puffs.
Hexi puffs and then put them together. It's sort of, I don't know how I feel about this one.
I love it, but I'm making it.
Yeah.
I don't know, because
cool,
you make
but...
only one puff at a time, so those should go fast, right?
It takes forever to do that.
But do
you
sew them together, or do you crochet them together?
I don't know how
they
come
they
together.
All make them, looks like they're all individual puffs, and then you put them together somehow.
Oh, I don't like sewing stuff.
It's a lot of putting together, too.
So these are just some ideas that we looked up online and we saw for stash busting.
See, and it says it's most people over a year to make one, to make the
quilt. Right, but this is a long-term project.
Oh.
Not
you
like,
just make a few, keep them.
Put them together. Blah,
that's
blah,
what
blah.
My mother, those are the kind of projects she goes, you make, that's something you knit when you're in jail. You get a lot of free time. I'm like, yeah, if they would let me knit in jail, I can see how that could be awesome.
Jail wouldn't be so bad if you could knit.
But I can just see your knitting needles turning into a shank. It just goes awry and everyone loses their privilege.
Right. Yeah. So I guess that's it for stash busting.
So do you not have any goals to get any plans?
I want to not buy yarn until I get rid of at least half of the stash.
So what are your plans
my
to do that?
My hard part of this is to match the yarn with the project I want to do, you know? So I don't know. Simele came out of the stash. So that's good, you know. And, of course, I'm working down the Karen SimpliSoft stash because of all the charity hats that I'm making, the chemo hats, which have to be washable, you know. So there we go.
I know. That's why I was – Karen, like, I have a shitload of that stuff, too.
I love Karen.
I love it, too. I might have to get on your party train of – what you call it? We're going to call it soon, baby. Of making some hats for charity with it because I have so much of it. If that charity likes that – yarn, yeah. Let's
and Knots of Love, if you start making hats for them, you get that 10% discount card for Joanne, so you can buy more yarn.
Great.
Ooh, stash
which totally defeats the whole stash down. What about you? Any stash down?
No, not really. I would like to consolidate my stash a little bit. I also like, I have a lot of like little half balls and things like that. But when I moved like last year, I did.
Oh, did you move out of your apartment?
Yeah, because I got married
apartment.
And yeah, so I have a new apartment that my husband and I have together now.
Nice. For some reason, I thought you guys just stayed in your apartment. I don't know why.
I live down the block, bro. Oh. So that might be a little confusing.
There you go.
But yeah, so I think like just kind of evaluating the little bits of yarn here and there. Like, do we really want like, you know, a little half quarter ball of yarn? Like, what are we going to do with that?
Is it all sock yarn or?
No, it's everything. It's mostly stuff like, again, I started making amigurumis as a stash buster, and then I have added to my collection because I was like, well, I want to make a frog, but I don't have a green one.
Yep, yeah. Therein lies
and
the crazy storm.
So, I'll want to value the yarn a little bit, but I feel like for the most part, my stash is under control.
When is it not in control? Like, what? At what point do you go, ooh? Ooh.
Well, I think there would be two things. If my husband started complaining about it.
Yeah.
And, like, if it was just, if I was running out of, like, if I was continually having to buy more things to store it, then I would.
Oh, container-wise, you mean?
Yeah, like, you know, because I kind of have areas for yarn, and, you know, it's kind of grown from its original habitat.
It's coming out of the mist.
Watch the yarn in the wilderness.
But it's still within, like, you know, things I already have. You know?
It
just kind of occupied another drawer in the same cabinet or things like that. But if I have to go buy, like, new towels and things like that, then it's like, okay, too much. Cut it off.
That's a good way of measuring it.
What is your personal, this is too much.
I think if I were to bring it down and instead of having those 7 copier boxes full of yarn, if I could get rid of those and just leave the one tub and the sewing machine box, that would be a nice size because then I'd actually know what's in there versus those Yeah, get rid of the copy boxes.
Yes, we are.
They're perfect size though because they stack up right behind my closet door, so you never see them because the closet
out of
door
out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, in case somebody's wondering, no, my house is not filled with paper boxes.
Oh man, I don't know. I think if it got to a point where I couldn't store it all in the closet, that might be an issue. I'm like, ooh, I can't close the door. Dang. But I do want to get it down. It's crazy.
Alrighty. Stash busting. Let us know if you have any awesome stash buster patterns.
Sundry.
Sundry, make it a fast sundry 109.
I've been hanging out with my boy Chris a lot and love doing that. I always love hanging out with him. My current plan is the next time it's just the two of us, I'm going to do my move.
Oh, is he the one who goes yarn shopping with you and stuff?
Yes.
And really cool and not
nice.
Gay,
and smoking hot. Yeah. My move, unfortunately, is to straddle you and kiss you, so I might have to bust that on him.
My boss made heart-shaped brownies, and she's married now, so, you know, could be a thing.
I'm not that subtle.
How do you think he's going to react to that? Have there been any indications?
Don't know. That's why we talk about all this stuff all the time. I have zero idea how he would respond to all this.
Monkey!
I don't know what's his problem. But yeah, that's the boy update. eHarmony's not going so hot. I don't know. I haven't gone on in a while. You want to go potty?
She's talking to the dog, not to us, just in case anybody's wondering. So let's wrap this up. Just a couple of shout outs. First of all, thank you very much, Kim from Craft Stash.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Super nice surprise. She gifted us some patterns.
On
the
Rat Pattern Tuesday.
The Pillow Pal Puppy. I love that pattern.
I got the Hug Me Socks.
Hug Me Socks. Yeah, hey. Awesome. Thank you, Kim. We love you.
They're
come
on my
on
year
over.
Projects.
It's too cold in New York. Come and visit.
Come visit. I have a spare room.
And everybody else, check out her video podcast, which is called Craft Stash. And
your hair looks great,
Ravelry.
Too, by the way, honey. She got a twist. They look really cute.
So, love you, Kim.
Love you. Thank you. Totally made my Tuesday.
And then Yarn Bombing LA, we already talked about that. And Jane and Jen Knit Funny podcast.
They are hilarious.
They're funny. They're subtle, but funny.
I think they're also the smarter, more toned down version of us. I think we're just the loud, obnoxious version of them. But I've been listening. I started at episode one and I've been listening to them and I really enjoy them. What I like that they have on theirs is they do recommendations at the end. It's just recommendations, not just yarn stuff, but for like everything. And I've like heard about all this really cool stuff that they do. And I'm like, I want to be their friends.
And they're in Portland.
Yeah.
I want to be in Portland.
I don't know if I want to be in Portland.
To visit.
In New York.
Visit.
Oh, I'll only visit because it's beautiful.
I want to live in New York.
I want to live in New York.
Central Park.
Kim, we're coming over.
Yeah.
Bailey's coming with us.
And my cat and the husband.
I just got the dog. And spa water.
We're all coming.
We're all coming.
Staying with you. Please move your place to Central Park. Like, look out the window and overlook the park.
We're not contributing to rent, though. FYI.
We're bringing our yarn stash with us.
That's good. We got a lot of red heart.
So after, got a husband and a stash as well.
True.
Are
you coming with us?
We'll see.
I think that's it.
That's it?
An hour and 12.
That's good.
We used to aim for an hour. Now we're happy we make it on an hour 15. We're already talkative. Ooh. Have a wonderful 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Get your stash on.
We'll
before we go, should we do a flash your stash?
Flash your stash? It's April 1st, right?
No, I'm just talking about for our group, flash your stash.
Sure.
We'll
open up a thread, flash your stash, post your pictures of your stash. Oh, and thank you for the participation in the new book thread. I totally love to hear recommendations of people. Okay, you look at me like you haven't checked. I opened a thread.
When?
Maybe today or yesterday.
Okay.
I've been really into
your pet peeve thing.
People's favorite books and stuff. Because I would like to get recommendations of what to read, and I love it when somebody recommends something. So, thank you all, and the pet peeves keep them coming.
Keep them coming.
The bitch stitch thread.
Anyways. When I saw that come up, I'm like, oh shit. All you can hear is me laughing at work. That's so true.
True.
We a true button.
Agree. True that.
True that button.
Anyways, have a fantastic 2 weeks. My voice is going.
Yeah, mine too.
Name
I don't know why we chose this.
Because we're champions.
No, we'll be it.
We're winners.
You're winners.
We have super sized staff.
Bye.
Bye.